You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Several reported tornadoes have ripped through northeast central Oklahoma, causing damage late Sunday into early Monday morning. The severe weather system also brought heavy rain, lightning, and wind to parts of Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri. News outlets report a possible tornado struck Coweta, Oklahoma, not far from Tulsa, late Sunday, causing significant damage to a high school, homes, and a gas station. A hailstorm earlier in the evening caused damage to homes, cars, and businesses in Norman. No deaths or injuries were immediately reported. Oklahoma Gas and Electric says in a statement that crews are actively working to restore power outages. Louisiana State Police say a trooper was killed by a man who authorities believe also fatally shot another person and wounded three others across multiple parishes. In a statement, state police say Master Trooper Adam Gobert was ambushed in his patrol vehicle Saturday near Prairieville. The suspect, Matthew Meyer, was taken into custody after a day-long manhunt. Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office alleges Meyer fatally shot a woman and wounded a man at a home early Saturday. Authorities allege the suspect also shot two people in Livingston Parish who are both expected to survive. Meyer will be booked after he's released from the hospital for a dog bite and a suspected self-inflicted gunshot wound to the leg. The U.S. House of Representatives' second-ranking Republican, Minority Whip Steve Scalise, is refusing to say whether or not the 2020 presidential election was legitimate. In a television interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, the Louisiana congressman was repeatedly asked directly if he thought the 2020 presidential election was stolen, a claim former President Trump has repeatedly made since Joe Biden was certified as president by Congress.
Do you think the election was stolen or not? I understand you think there were irregularities and things that need to be fixed. Do you think the election was stolen?
Yeah. And it's not just irregular. It's states that did not follow the laws set, which the Constitution says they're supposed to follow. When you see states like Georgia cleaning up some of the mess and people calling that Jim Crow law, that's a flat out lie. I think most people need to stand up against that sort of thing.
All right.
It's been more than 11 months since Americans picked their president and almost 9 months since Biden was inaugurated, but Scalise is unwilling to acknowledge the legitimacy of the vote, instead sticking to his belief that the election results shouldn't have been certified by Congress. Scalise argues that states didn't follow the Constitution, a reference to the legal argument that was rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. A federal court has temporarily reinstated the Texas ban on abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy after it had been blocked earlier this week. As Dallas Public Radio KERA's Elena Rivera reports, that means that one of the most restricted abortion laws in the country is back in place, at least for now.
The ban, which prohibits abortions before many know they're pregnant, had been temporarily blocked by a district court on Wednesday on the grounds that it was unconstitutional. Then Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a motion to reinstate the ban, which was granted late on Friday by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This means the ban is back in effect until at least October 12th.
That was Elena Rivera reporting from Dallas. This is Red River Radio.